This is your morning team show on WSGW. It's 8:25.
Now, I'm a feller with a heart of gold, with the ways of a gentleman, I've been told. The kind of a feller that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, the guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now, it ain't cause that I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon they hinder your health. I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same at a petting party or a poker game. Everything's got to stop while they have that cigarette.
Everybody, sing along.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette.
That's the original version. A lot of people have covered it. Tex Williams. As you're in the morning team show studio of Dave and Pat and Charlie, though without Pat, as he's off today, we're in your studio at home. Art Lewis, good morning to you.
My smoke-free zone, yes indeed.
Just a reminder today, even though it does not get the attention that it once did, it is the American Cancer Society's Great American Smokeout Day, the third Thursday in November.
Indeed.
Yeah, there's still plenty of people who do light them up, and we encourage you not to, and do what you can to quit. If you know somebody, help them quit, and if anything, smokers, if you have to, fine, keep it to yourself, and still, quit flicking those butts out the window.
I'm just thinking back, it's probably over 30 years that our building has been smoke-free.
At least.
But before that, before we expanded the building, whew, we had some heavy smokers in here in our old building.
There was a haze when
Oh, there was a haze, yeah. And talk about secondhand smoke. Oof.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, with the policy with the new building and everything, it all went away.
And as Art Lewis can attest to, you can quit even just like that and never pick up another one in your life.
Absolutely.
Because you did it cold turkey, didn't you?
Oh, many years ago. Let's see, I was 32, so that would be 56 years ago? No, 46 years ago.
You'd put a few years on yourself there, didn't you?
What's 10 years?
Well, that's what quitting smoking does for you.
Yeah, right, add 10 years to your life.
There you go. Well played.